إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يجتنبون كبائر الإثم والفواحش وإذا ما غضبوا هم يغفرون. والذين استجابوا لربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأمرهم شورى بينهم ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. وقال تعالى: الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: من كظم غيظا وهو قادر على أن ينفذه دعاه الله سبحانه وتعالى على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة حتى يخيره من الحور العين ما شاء. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أوصني. قال: لا تغضب. فردد مرارا: قال: لا تغضب. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله المولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable علماء اكرام، respected brothers and elders, there are few instances in the Quran Kareem where Allah Rabbul Izzat has taken an oath and has taken a qasam. By way of example, Wattur, Allah takes the oath of Mount Tur. وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ, Allah takes the oath of the city of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الْعَمْرُكْ, Allah takes the oath of the noble personality of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are few instances where Allah Rabbul Izzat has taken an oath. And one of the many places where Allah has taken an oath and Allah has taken a qasam is وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, Allah takes an oath by the night when it darkens. وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّى, and Allah takes an oath by the day when it brightens. وَمَا خَلَقَ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْتَى إِنَّ السَّاعِيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى, what is the oath of Allah that he takes? Allah goes on to say, verily, every morning when the sun rises, every human stands up with a different goal before him. إِنَّ سَاعِيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى, verily, your endeavors are diverse. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, كُلُّ النَّاسِ يَغْدُو فبائع نفسه فمعتقها أو موبقها. Every man stands up with a different goal, and every man toils and tires himself. Some are those whose toiling and tiring results in the freedom of their soul, while others are those whose efforts and whose endeavors result in the destruction of their soul. Nevertheless, the Quran says, إن سعيكم لشتى, verily, O man, as the sun rises every morning, every human gets up with a different goal, with a different ambition, with a different aim at mind. Allah then elaborates, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى, he whose goal is righteous and he spends in the path of Allah, وَاتَّقَى, and fears Allah, وَصَدَّقَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and in full sincerity accepts the truth from Allah, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى, he has opted for righteousness, we will pave the way and take him to his ultimate goal, and that is Jannat. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلْ, on the contrary, he who gets up with an unpleasant goal, with a goal that earns the wrath of Allah, and he mises. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلْ وَاسْتَغْنَى, and considers himself self-sufficient. وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى, and denies the truth by his actions, opting for deviation. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى, Allah says, then we leave him to go in the direction that he wants to go. The point that I want to stress here is this ayat of the Quran, where Allah says, O man, every day your endeavors are diverse. In the same context, in one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَلَا إِنَّ بَنِي آدَمَ خُلِقُوا عَلَىٰ طَبَقَاتٍ شَبْتًا, verily, Allah has created every human with a different nature, with a different temperament. So there's diversity in the endeavors of man, there's diversity in the temperament of man, there's diversity in the goals of man, and there's diversity in the complexity and the situation of every man. The hadith then explains the diversity in Allah's creation. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُولَدُ مُؤْمِنًا, they are those from Allah's creation, Allah make us among them. Nabi alayhi salam says, who are born as believers. وَيَحْيَا مُؤْمِنًا, and love as believers. وَيَمُوتُ مُؤْمِنًا, and wallah, they even die as believers. Allah make us among them. Say ameen, brothers. ومنهم من يولد مؤمنا. Allah protect, Allah forbid. Nabi alayhi salam explaining the diversity in Allah's creation. There are those who are born as believers, وَيَحْيَا مُؤْمِنَا, and live as believers, but wallah, before leaving this dunya, they are deprived of iman. وَيَمُوتُ كَافِرَا, they die as kuffar. We find that error which the Nabi of Allah prophesied. يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا, a man will stand up in the morning as the reciter of the kalima la ilaha illallah, وَيُنْسِي كَافِرًا, in the evening that very man's janazah will leave as a kafir. And then the Nabi of Allah goes on explaining the diversity in the temperament of man, which is the focus of my topic. أَلَا وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ بَطِيءُ الْغَضَبِ بَطِيءُ الْفَيْءِ أَلَا وَإِنَّ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ سَرِيءُ الْغَضَبِ سَرِيءُ الْفَيْءِ. And that is explaining the difference of nature in man with regards to the aspect of anger and control in anger. The element of anger and control in anger. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam divides the human category into four types. One of them being the best, one of them being the worst. Two being of a moderate standard. Ala wa khayruhum, the best amongst men, the best nature, the best favored person as far as the quality and the element of anger is concerned is. Ala wa inna minhum, ala wa khayruhum, man yakunu bati'u al-ghadabi sari'u al-fay. The best, the Nabi of Allah says, is he who becomes angry very rare. It takes him a long time to become angry. It's not common for him to become angry. And when perchance he becomes angry, sari'u al-fay, his anger vanishes and disappears instantly, immediately. So he is the best out of the entire insan, that he becomes angry very, very rare. Trivial things will not incite him, will not anger him, will not upset him. It takes him long to upset that person. And if perchance this man does become upset and angry, the Nabi of Allah says he has another good quality, and that is he controls and contains himself. Within seconds he is speaking to that person and he has settled himself, he is calm and his anger disappears. The Nabi of Allah says he is the best. Allah make us among that category. The worst person is مَنْ يَكُونُ سَرِيءُ الْغَضَبِ بَطِيءُ الْفَيْءِ, who becomes angry over trivial things. In English they say, he who angers you conquers you. They become angry over petty, trivial things. It upsets him, it triggers him. And that is the nature of shaitan. A man walks into his house. As soon as he walks in, shaitan does not show him the good of his wife, the good of his children, the good of his domestic servant. But as soon as he walks into the house, tired and exhausted, immediately shaitan portrays the flaws of his wife. So perhaps one child is clean, one is not clean. Perhaps she had not cooked the meal of his choice. The domestic servant had not cleaned everything, he said. Shaitan focuses on the flaws of everyone. This man comes in the house tired and exhausted, and he picks up the wrong of everyone. Shaitan then incites him. Anger is triggered into him. This man is now left at the mercy of his anger. After having a tired day, he is exhausted. He enters the house. There is no salam. As he enters, barging through without taking the name of Allah, enters with him the devil. He is angry. Now we find what and what happens. There's exchange of heated words. There's abusive language. There's no complimenting. There's no praising. And it ends up into a misery. So that is the second person who becomes angry very quickly over trivial things. He becomes angry and upset. And when he becomes angry, it takes a long time for his anger to disappear and vanish. The Nabi of Allah says he is the worst of people. Allah protect us from being such people. The third and the fourth, having one element of good and one of evil. أَلَا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَكُونُ بَطِيءُ الْغَضَبِ بَطِيءُ الْفَيْءِ. One of the category is he who it takes him long to become angry. So that's a good quality in him. But at the same time, when he becomes angry, it takes long for that anger to vanish. So Nabi alayhi salam says, one for one. تِلْكَ بِتِلْكَ أَحَدُهُمَا بِالْآخَرِ. The good quality is he doesn't become angry often. The bad quality is when he becomes angry, that anger lasts with him. The fourth person is also like the third category of a moderate stature, and that is مَنْ يَكُونُ سَرِيءُ الْغَضَبِ سَرِيءُ الْفَيْءِ. Becomes angry very quickly. Small, small, petty things anger him, but then his anger goes away quickly also. So the third and the fourth category are of a moderate, the first being the best, the fourth being the worst. The hadith that I quoted before you, one person comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Sini, oh Nabi of Allah, give me some pertinent advice. وَأَقْلِلْ, but make it concise. Make it brief. Perhaps you and I would attribute this as disrespect. That imagine you coming to the Nabi of Allah, asking him for advice and saying, don't make it long, I want short advice on Nabi of Allah. You and I would take it. But the spirit of Sahaba was different. When we speak, Mawlana, carry on, you know, with Allah, but you mustn't look at the watch. And you mustn't worry about what we do also. You keep on speaking. Oh Nabi of Allah, give me advice, make it brief, so that I can take it and practice it and live with it and die with it. So don't give me lengthy advice, something short, brief, concise. Nabi alayhi salam said, La taghdab. O my sahabi, do not become angry. The sahabi could not comprehend the foresight and the deep wisdom that was hidden in this unique advice of Nabi alayhi salam. So he said, O Nabi of Allah, I'm asking of something of pertinence, something of importance, something of significance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La taghdab, do not become angry. O Nabi of Allah, can you give me something of vital importance, some magic advice in my life? The Nabi of Allah said, La taghdab, O my sahabi, do not become angry. One sahabi comes running to Nabi alayhi sallam, Ya Rasulullah, dullani ala amalin yudkhiluni al-jannah. O Nabi of Allah, tell me such an action which distances me from Jahannam and enters me into Jannat. Nabi alayhi salam said, La taghdab walaka al-jannah. O my sahabi, promise me you will not become angry, and I promise you Jannat is yours. In fact, in the Torah there is a quotation where Allah tells Ibn Adam, Ya Ibn Adam, udhkurni hina taghdab, azkuruka hina aghdab. O my servant, I ask you one thing. Remember me when you are angry. I promise you on the day of Qiyamah, when I am angry, I will remember you. Remember me in that anger. Nabi alayhi salam walked by a group of people. They are carrying boulders. Nabi alayhi salam said, what is this? They said, no, we are, assessing the strength and the talent of one another. Nabi alayhi salam said, wallah, this is not how Allah judges who is strong. This is not. Nabi alayhi salam was then asked, how does Allah judge who is strong? Nabi alayhi salam says, that man who enters into his house, into a gathering, into a discussion, and then he is provoked. Brothers, anger will come. That is why wherever Allah speaks about it, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْرِ. Allah does not say those who do not become angry. This is a human quality. One will be constantly provoked. But rather Allah says one who swallows that anger. It comes in the hadith, there is no sip that is more beloved to Allah that man drinks other than swallowing anger. But what happens at that time, if a man suppresses himself, the devil comes in his mind and he says, if you're not going to react, this man won't know that you did this good action. He won't know that what you are going through. The Nabi of Allah says, what is strength in the eyes of Allah? A man has been provoked into an argument. There's exchange of heated words. The Nabi of Allah says, يغضب. He becomes angry. يحمر وجهه. His face turns red. يقشعر جلده. His hair stands up. And at that moment, where Allah one loses control over his tongue. Like Ayyub rahimahullah, a great scholar says, حلم ساعتين. حلم ساعة يدفع شرا كثير. Wallah, one moment of tolerance, that sensitive moment when yourself and your wife had a severe argument on either party, one moment of tolerance will do away with years of evil. At that time, when the argument is at its peak and there are lying three children in that house, if each party will continue, wallah, those children will become without parents. This marriage will split up. And if one party has to withdraw and practice on the words of Nabi alayhi salam, two people were arguing. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called one sahabi. He says, go to this man and tell him, I know one word. If he reads it, wallah, instantly his anger will go. The sahabi said, what is it, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go and whisper in his ears and tell him to read, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. He quietly goes to this man and whispers in his ears. At that time, wallah, to even take Allah's name, shaitan doesn't allow you. That person's anger increased, and he said, do you think I'm made to read A'udhu Billah? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't you see that when man becomes angry, blood gushes into his cheeks. It's a flame in the heart of insan. Ala wa innal ghadaba jamratun fi fuad ibn Adam. Verily, anger is a flame in the heart of the human. Don't you see, when he becomes angry, his eyes become red. Blood gushes into his cheeks. So we find that anger comes from fire. Anger comes from shaitan. And shaitan was created from fire. And what extinguishes fire? Water. Nabi alayhi salam says, when you are in that argument, immediately withdraw. Brothers, wallah, this is the critical part. When the anger is at its pinnacle, and there's heated words, and from verbal it's becoming physical abuse, at that juncture, the one who withdraws, the Nabi of Allah says, in the eyes of people, they would give him unpleasant comments. Yeah, he can't take it. He cannot face it. But the one that withdraws, Allahu Akbar. Nabi alayhi salam is sitting. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is sitting. One man comes and insults Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr is quiet and patient and he listens. Again, the man makes a nasty comment. Again, Sayyidina Abu Bakr is patient. On the third instance, when this man trespassed all limits and he, you know, disgraced Sayyidina Abu Bakr, then in all fairness, Sayyidina Abu Bakr retaliated verbally and he also passed a comment. Nabi Al Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up, excused himself and went away. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu fell hurt. O Nabi of Allah, can I ask you a question? 1 minute. What is it Abu Bakr asked? O Nabi of Allah, I said patiently, twice this man was harsh to me, was abusive to me. I was patient. On the third instance, don't you think it's just but my rights to answer? Nabi Al Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Bakr, when you were silent, Wallah, Jibreel was answering on your behalf. O Abu Bakr, when you were silent, Jibreel was speaking. You started speaking, Jibreel excused himself. I felt it's better I also excuse myself. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is sitting, distributing the spoils of the war. One man comes in, the riwayat is in Bukhari Sharif. Wallah, Umar, you don't know how to distribute. I don't know what you're doing here, you're causing havoc. Who was Umar? Inna Allah baha bin nasi ashiyat arafa ammatan. وَبَاهَا بِعُمَرْ خَاسْتَى in حَجَّةُ الْوَدَى Nabi alayhi salam caught the hand of Umar. Umar, Allah was boasting about my sahaba last night. But let me tell you, Allah is exceptionally fascinated with your performances. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu got angry. One young man came to him, tapped him on his shoulder. Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen! Allahu Akbar! Those were people that ordinary laymen could approach them. They were so accessible. In the peak of his anger, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the Quran says, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ أمير المؤمنين الله says خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ Learn to forgive, promote kindness and ignore the ignorance. وَكَانَ وَقَّافًا عِنْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ The riwayat of Bukhari says Abu Bakr paused and contained and resisted like how a man holds the reins of his horse. As much as that horse wants to run, he holds it back. The man who has control, they say immediately Sayyidina Abu Bakr paused and his anger vanished in seconds. Those before whom Quran was law. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man kazama ghaydan, wa huwa qadirun ala in yunafidahu, da'ahu Allahu subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala ru'usil khalaiq yawm al qiyama, hatta yukhayirahu min al huri al ayni ma sha. That person who will control his anger, who will contain his anger, despite having the full ability of executing, of emphasizing, of expressing his anger, but he contains himself, he controls himself. Allah Rabbul Izzat will call him in his court on the day of Qiyamah, in the assembly of humanity in its entirety. And those moments which were silent between him and Allah, nobody else knew what happened. A man walked into his house, there were certain things he was unpleased with. Now how much uneasiness he went through in his heart and how much pain and how much agony, it was only Allah knew. And what he was experiencing at that time for the pleasure of Allah, he swallows his anger. And this is the difficult part that the devil doesn't allow us to conquer, because the devil wants us to explain what we're experiencing. And no sooner do we express, we experience in suppressing of the anger, we have destroyed the element of it. We have destroyed and ruined the whole aspect of containing and controlling ourselves. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah will call him before the entire creation. And Allah will tell him, because of this particular action, every other person will be given a certain amount of hurs when he enters into Jannah. Allah Ta'ala will tell this man, be he young or old, today you will decide the amount of women you want in the manner you want. You are the one person that has been mentioned in the hadith that will have the choice in selecting the hurs of Jannah, in their beauty, in their form, in their numbers, for containing his anger. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam meets shaitan and he tells Musa, O Musa, I think I want to repent to Allah. Can you perhaps speak to Allah? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam got happy that if shaitan repents, everything is sorted out. He performed wudu, made turakat salah, and then he turned to Allah and he performed salah. O Allah, inna iblis khalqum min khalqik. Shaitan is one creation of yours and he wants to repent. O Allah, accept his repentance. Allah said, O Musa, he is speaking a lie. O Allah, he promised me that he wants to repent. Allah said, no problem Musa, if he wants to repent, I will pardon, I will erase, I will forget all the wrong, tell him the wrong that he did because of which he was rejected, and that is denial to prostrate before Adam, tell him to go to the grave of Adam, bow and prostrate before the grave of Adam, and I will pardon him. Musa alayhi salam got happy. This does not involve much on the part of Iblis, and Allah will pardon him. He comes back, he comes to Iblis, he congratulates him. Allah has pardoned you. What is it, O Musa? I spoke to Allah. Allah said you have to go to the grave of Adam, bow before the grave of Adam, and Allah will pardon you. So Shaitan arrogantly said, لَمْ أَسْجُدْ لَهُ حَيَّا أَسْجُدْ لَهُ مَيِّتًا. O Musa, it was below my dignity to bow before that man when he was living. Now when he is dead and he is deceased, how can I lower myself and degrade myself to bow down before this person? But nevertheless, Musa, I acknowledge your contribution, and I think I'm obligated to you. You've been kind to me. Come, I share 3 points with you. Wallahi, if you can take control over yourself at these 3 critical junctures, you are out of my clutches. I have no access to you. So take this advice and impart it onto the generation to come. Let the people know there are 3 situations where I take control over insan. If he can't obey Allah there, he is in my control. I make him do what I want. I make him say what I want. He is totally at my mercy, and then I turn him and shift him as I want. What is the first time? Uzkurni hina taghdab. O Musa, let insan know when he is angry, that instead of blood flowing in his body, it is Iblis flowing in his body. I am in his body. I will make him say what I want. I will make him do what I want. That is why one person said, if you cannot contain yourself and you become angry, at least control your tongue. Take for example, what are the cures that Nabi alayhi salam has mentioned in the hadith? When a person becomes angry, immediately to sit down. This comes in the hadith. One is, I spoke of wudu, and the relation of the two is that anger is an element of fire while water extinguishes fire. Immediately go and perform wudu. But like I say, in that heated argument, you know, at times the person is even abusive to his mother. The parent comes in and he shuns his mother. He says such vulgar that wallah, in the end there's only regret and regret and regret. And at times that regret is very, very expensive. I don't know how many youngsters have knocked my door in anger who have divorced their wife. My brother, it is too late. Your anger, there's nothing that is to patch it up. That child now sits in a divided house without a mother or father. So that anger is very, very costly. The consequences are grave. O Musa, tell your people to look after themselves in anger. That is the time I take control. The second situation is when a child wants to acquire the knowledge of deen, or he's going out in the battlefield and he's seen the enemy. At that time I come in his heart and his mind, and I tell him about his wife, and I tell him about his child. So that if this one child goes off the truth, then with him goes a nation off. And if this child goes on the correct path, one nation will be guided. That is the second most critical juncture. I'm just briefly touching on it. And the third time, O Musa, when a young boy is sitting with in seclusion with a young girl, فَإِنِّي رَسُولُهَا إِلَيْكِ وَرَسُولُكَ إِلَيْهَا. I am your messenger to that girl, and I am that girl's messenger to you. O Musa, in appreciation and obligation for your intercession, I impart these 3 advices to you. Sayyidina Luqman alayhi salam told his son, O my son, if you want to befriend someone, first anger him. And then in the midst of his anger, if he can control himself and be moderate, then that is a friend. Otherwise, distance yourself, that's an enemy. Allahu Akbar. What words of wisdom. One tabi'i was praised by someone. So he comes forward, he says, أَجَرَّبْتَنِي عِنْدَ الْغَدَبْ. My brother, you praising me, but let me tell you, have you ever seen me in anger? The month of Ramadan is coming. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, اتَّقُ الشَّرِيفَ إِذَا جَاعَ. Fear a noble man when he's hungry. Wallah, he loses his nobility. Fear a hungry man. Fear a noble man when he's hungry. He's noble in the masjid. Ask my wife about me and ask the wife of any person. That is the time when he walks in and he's hungry. The words of Sayyidina Ali, fear a noble man when he's hungry, he loses his nobility. That is the time. What does the tabi'i say? Oh my brother, have you ever tested me in anger? He says, no. He says, you have no rights to praise me. أَجَرَّبْتَنِي عِنْدَ الْأَمَانَةِ. Have you ever left a trust with me and then seen I have returned it to you? He says, no. He says, how do you have the rights to ever praise me? أَجَرَّبْتَنِي عِنْدَ السَّفَرِ. Have you ever embarked on a journey with me? No, I've never embarked on a journey. If you haven't met me on these 3 instances, even if you know me in the other aspect of my life for 20 years, 30 years, wallah, you don't have the slightest clue of who I am. Let anger come into that man. That is the time. Those that will conduct themselves at that critical juncture, that is the person who will survive. One brief incident and I want to end. Sayyidina Yasa alayhi salatu was salam. Brothers, this is very important. It's causing so much problems in our homes. Understand and identify the advice of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam. Okay, I'll just mention one other aspect of anger because of time that has lapsed already. One is this form of anger. Like I mentioned that the Quran says, wal kazimeen al ghayz, those that swallow the anger. Now there's one other angle to anger, which we don't know of, which the Quran has approved and also encouraged. And that is becoming angry when Allah is disobeyed. How sad we have become angry with our wife and children over petty material things. But there hasn't been a day in my life when I walked in after Fajr and found my wife in deep sleeping. I went to that very wife of mine and hugged her in her bed without telling her to stand up and perform salah. When one of the wives of Nabi alayhi salam referred to another wife in a derogatory way, in an insultive way, Nabi alayhi salam said, I will not speak to you or my wife for 1 month. But Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha uttered one word regarding another wife. She said, you talk of your wife Sophia, she's so short. What's so good about her? Nabi alayhi salam said, لَقَدْ كُلْتِ كَلِمَةً لَوْ مُزِجَ بِهَا الْبَحْرُ لَمَزَجَتْ. Aisha, I love you and you are pure and you are the daughter of Abu Bakr. But you said such a filthy thing. Wallah, it has the potential of contaminating the oceans of the world. When have we ever become angry with our children? Aisha radiallahu anha says, the Nabi of Allah returned from a journey. I had a curtain hanging and it had some pictures on it. The Nabi of Allah walked in from his face, studied the noble features of Nabi alayhi salam on the Mubarak face and the Mubarak forehead of Nabi alayhi salam. There was a certain vein that the Sahaba described. When anger used to build in him, this vein, on this Mubarak vein on the Mubarak forehead of the Mubarak face of Nabi alayhi salam immediately would manifest on the center here, and Sahaba would sense that there's major anger building in. Wallah, when it came to the deen of Allah, the Nabi of Allah became so angry. This was anger that Allah commends, that Allah approves, that Allah condones. I end with one hadith. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. خرج علينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ونحن نتنازع في القدر. He says, we were busy discussing, and then the issue of taqdeer came out. And then someone said this, predestination, and someone made this comment. And the Nabi of Allah heard, and he came out, and he heard we discussing taqdeer. He said, wallahi, he became so angry, I never seen him so angry. He entered the gathering, and then he sat down, and he said, أَبِهَذَا أُمِرْتُمْ. Has Allah sent you to discuss the issues of taqdeer? Don't you understand the intricacy and the delicacy of this issue? Don't you know the nations that preceded you were destroyed because they were trying to simplify and understand taqdeer? Why don't you leave it to Allah and do what you have to do? Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu says, I never envied myself. Ma ghabattu nafsi bi majlisin takhallaftu fihi an Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I never envied myself from being absent in a gathering where the Nabi of Allah was present, with the exception of this gathering. I was among those that was not present, and wallah, those that were absent were regarded as the fortunate people. The Nabi of Allah was so angry. So really, anger for the deen of Allah, this is the anger that Allah wants. But anger for our own nafs, for our own ego, that anger will only take us deeper in Jahannam. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. He gives us the tawfiq of patience and tolerance. Tolerance, كَادَ الْحَلِيمُ أَن يَكُونَ النَّبِيَّ. The hadith says that tolerance is but the quality of every prophet. Really, brothers, in the month of Ramadan, this is also another quality that we have to practice, how we can control and contain ourselves and resist ourselves for the pleasure of Allah. There are numerous incidents where the Nabi of Allah controlled himself, and on moments where the orders of Allah are violated, as the Nabi of Allah conducted himself, that anger will bring us close to Almighty Allah. May Allah make us amongst those fortunate people who think of Allah in moments of anger, so that we can be fortunate that Allah forgives us on the day of Qiyamah when Allah's anger is at its peak. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.